Today is the disappearance of Shivas Thakur. At least it says so on my calendar, which means in Hungary. I don't know if that's the case here in Toronto, but either way, I'm remembering that today, and it's something that we can certainly all remember and be absorbed in. Every day we're chanting the name of Shivas Thakur. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasa Adi Gaura Bhakta Brinda is the head of the Gaura Bhakta Brinda. He is the leader of Vaishnavas. He shows us how to be the Bhakta of the Bhakta, the devotee of the devotee. Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakti Avatar Bhakti Akyam Namamani Bhakti Shaktikam. And that is because Shivas Thakur is not an ordinary person, but actually he's the incarnation of Narada Muni, just as his younger brother Sri Ram Pandit is the incarnation of Parvat Muni, Narada Muni's friend. And Shivas Pandit's wife Malani is considered to be the incarnation of Krishna's nurse Ambika. These things are narrated in Chaitanya Charitamrita and quoting Gaura Ganadesh Deepika. Shivas Thakur would also visit Lord Chaitanya after he took sannyas in Jagannath Puri, but he was no longer residing there in Shridhar Mayapur, but because of feelings of separation he went to live in Kumarahata, which I think was the ancestral home of Jagannath Mishra as well, a very holy place. We know that Shivas Thakur's home is very close to the yoga pit, the birthplace and parental home of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur, probably about 100 yards away. And it's the place where most of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's important pastimes in Navadvip took place, because it's the home of the nocturnal congregational chanting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Lord Chaitanya also gave darshan successively, hour after hour, to his different associates, and revealed their eternal relationship with him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also performed dramas in the house of Shivas Thakur, and that's a very interesting thing, important thing. Srila Prabhupada also wanted devotees to perform drama. It helps us to reenact the pastimes of the Lord, and it helps both the actors as well as the audience to be absorbed in the moods of devotion and the pastimes which were performed by Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, and so on. Another important pastime that took place in Shivas Thakur's home, or just outside it, is the Kolabanga Tirtha, where the mridanga, the kol, was broken by the agents of the Chand Kazi, which is a lesson to Vaishnavas that they can expect resistance to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, what to speak of, to its public chanting and to be preaching of Krishna consciousness. But of course then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu joined all the devotees together and led a procession to the Chand Kazi's house, where he argued with the Chand Kazi and ultimately received protection from him and the assurance that Sankirtan movement would go on unhindered in the future. A subsequent pastime took place after Shivas Thakur's father passed away from this world, and he was performing the customary Shraddha ceremony, part of which included chanting Vishnu Sahasranam, the thousand names of Lord Vishnu. And Lord Chaitanya appeared during this recitation, but when he heard the name of Lord Nrisimhadev being chanted, he became so absorbed in the mood of Nrisimhadev and incensed at the criticism of the local atheists that he went running through the streets of Navadvip like Nishungadev, and in the mood of Nishungadev, with the idea that he was going to kill them all, Shiva Thakur then pacified him and sat him down again in his home. So aside from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adopting the many forms that he revealed to his devotees, this was one extraordinary incident where he actually took the mood of Nishungadev and ran through the streets. Srila Thakur also had a tailor, and before I tell that story, he also had a dog. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was favorable to that animal just because it was connected to Srila Thakur. Srila Thakur also had a tailor, and that tailor was a meat eater. So obviously he was not a pure Vaishnav. But one evening when nocturnal kirtan was going on, he came to deliver some clothes. He was allowed entrance into the house, into the kirtan. And just because of his connection with Srivast Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to him his form as Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and purified his heart. Drove away all impurities, freed him of his sin, and the tailor then danced and chanted along with the other devotees, and after that, just mad in the ecstasy of love, he ran through the streets chanting, "I have seen, I have seen, I have seen." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had made this statement that anyone who's connected with Srivast Thakur becomes the object of my mercy. Whether it be a dog, whether it be this meat-eating tailor. So this is actually our hope on this day, that we're also Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, as the Bhakta Vrinda, as the associates of devotees, if we're also connected with Srivast Thakur, him being the leader of the Vaishnavas, then by that we can also gain the mercy and the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After revealing his form to the tailor, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in the mood of Lord Krishna, and he turned to Srivast Thakur and he said, "Where's my flute?" And Srivast Thakur then immediately entered and stoked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood, and he said, "The gopis have stolen it." And when Lord Chaitanya heard this, then he said, "Well, and then what happened?" And Srivast Thakur narrated different pastimes of Lord Krishna, the gopis stealing of the flute, how the flute was used to entice them within the forest, how they walked through the forests of Vrindavan, drank honey, engaged in rasa dance, swam in the Jamuna River. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just kept saying, "Tell me more, tell me more, tell me more." And as Srila Thakur narrated more and more pastimes, Lord Chaitanya just said, "Tell me more, tell me more." And in this way, the whole night just went by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hearing Srivast Thakur narrating, and Lord Chaitanya greedily wanting to hear more and more. And when Lord Chaitanya saw that it was light, he embraced Srivast Thakur and thanked him for submerging him in the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So on Srivast Thakur's disappearance day like this, we should also pray to the Thakur that we also become so proficient in remembering Krishna's pastimes, in speaking about them, and in also pleasing the Lord and his devotees by repeating these pastimes. We should develop such a taste for pastimes of the Lord that we can just want to hear more and more and more, and the night may go by and we'll not even notice it. It may be daybreak, and still we're hearing more about Krishna's pastimes. This can happen by the mercy of Srivast Thakur, and therefore we should pray to him on this very auspicious day. I've, of course, mentioned on different occasions the pastime when there was this huge kirtan in Srivast Thakur's home, and She last his son died, and not to disturb Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan, Srivas Thakur wouldn't let the woman weep or cry or express any type of loud emotion so that the Lord's Sankirtan won't be disturbed. And when the kirtan was finished, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand that there's really something wrong here. And when he was informed, then he came into the presence of the dead boy and sat down and began speaking to him, and the child came back to life and explained the philosophy of transmigration of body and karma. And then ultimately he did go, he did die. And Lord Chaitanya said, well, you may have lost one son, but you'll have gained two, because from this day on, myself and Nityananda Prabhu will be your sons. And this again is something that we can meditate on and take lesson from, that if we sacrifice something, whether it's our son, whether it's our education, other things for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will be rewarded 100 times, 1,000 times over for sacrificing for something. For Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is very much appreciated by the Lord. I remember when I first joined and moved into the temple, and the temple president asked me where my wife was, and I said that, well, she didn't want to come, and I left her. And so he just patted me on the back, and he says, if you sacrifice things that you value for Krishna, then he'll become very much indebted to you. So how indebted? Here we can see this example, and later on we'll see in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Lord Nityananda would sometimes come, and Malini, who, as I mentioned, was Krishna's nurse, even though she was an old lady, he would sit in her lap and drink her breast milk. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said, from now on, myself and Nitai will be like your children. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described as having visited Srivas Thakur at Kumarhatta. So even though Srivas Thakur didn't stay in Navadvipa any further, it was too painful for him to live in that house where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests so many of these wonderful pastimes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later came to him. Anyway, let's offer our respectful obeisances to Srivas Thakur on this day, and pray for his blessings, that by those blessings we can get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although Srivas Thakur moved on to Kumarhatta, it's also described that he was one of the four places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always personally appear. Whenever Srivas Thakur engaged in Nam Sankirtan, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear within his home, just like he did when in Navadvipa. Srivas Thakur Ki Jai.